Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gator, it's funny. Tommy Pham was once with the Padres, and I was like, Tommy Pham never does anything. But he came to the plate last night.
Plays
and I was
fantasy football.
I was, yeah, well, it was that. They got, what was it, a fight? Did he get a fight? A fantasy football fight?
No, he'll fight anyone, anywhere, anytime, any place.
Yeah.
He's a guy like you just, I mean, sports or not, don't mess with Tommy Pham.
Don't mess with Tommy Pham.
He's ready to go at a moment's notice.
He'll go.
I was not a Pham fan when he was with the Padres, but
don't
he came
say that
to the,
too long.
But he right? came to the plate last night, and I was like, this guy, this blanking guy, but didn't get it done. Didn't get it done. Tigers got it done. Scale 1 to 12. 12 being the most intense you can be watching this thing. If you're not at a 12, why not? You know what's funny? Listen to the morning show. Did you hear the comparison Milliken made?
I did not.
He said, if this works out, this is NC State. This is Jim Valvano at NC State. If this works out.
All right, Gator, you're off the hook for Ali Frazier.
Thank you.
I know it's an old reference, but I think a lot of people know the story of that North Carolina State team that basically needed to win the ACC basketball tournament just to make the March Madness field, and they a miracle pulled it off and did, and then they got into March Madness, and they won.
Yeah, I'm not comfortable with that reference. For a number of reasons. First of all, I couldn't stand that NC State team. I was a big Houston fan, so no, don't like that. I also don't like to mix up basketball with baseball. So I'm going to keep with baseball because I think it's easier. I think we can do something more recent and something that's more relevant to us as Tiger fans. This is effectively what the St. Louis Cardinals did in 06.
It is similar to that, too. Yep.
It was a very average baseball team, slightly above average, that got hot at the right time. And then ended up somehow winning the World Series.
Mm-hmm. And we remember how. God, I hated David Eckstein. 248-539-9797. Chuck, you're on 97. Want to take it. Hi, Chuck.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I wasn't at a 12 before the Baltimore series because I thought if we lose, I thought this is the season if we lose two out of three or they sweep it and we go down like five or six with what? How many games we have left? 17 or 16? And, but then after they beat Baltimore, I go, it looks like they can play with anybody. So I'm now at 13.
You're going that much higher. You know, it's funny. Last week, Chuck, they had taken, they won four in a row. They won the first two in Colorado. And I was all jacked up doing the show on a, I think it was Wednesday morning. And we got some feedback that day saying, Doug, you're overreacting. It's football season. People don't care. And I'm like, they don't? And I'm willing to listen. To differing opinions on what people care about. But I really think that if you're not, I don't want to scold anybody. You can do whatever you want. But I feel like you're missing out if you're not paying attention to what's going on here.
I know I have friends like that. They've given up. And I go, get back. This is super exciting right now. We haven't seen this in what, 10 years at least?
Well, they played meaningful September baseball games in 2016. But, I mean, I mentioned, if you heard the beginning of the show, the last 3 years, they were so far out of it. I mean,
right
on this date. So this is totally fresh, and you know we haven't had anything like this.
No, it's great. Thank you.
Thank you. 248-539-9797.
I know you don't want to scold people, Doug, but do you understand why some fans have been? There's no attachment to some. To this team. Well, there's so many things that have happened this year, so many new players, that it is harder for some fans to, you know, feel attached to the team and enjoy this ride.
I was watching Friday night's game, and my wife turned to me and said, do I know any of these guys? And she's kind of a very casual fan. And I said, watch for 5 minutes and see how many guys you can name. And she named two.
Riley Green?
Yep.
Spencer Torkelson?
Yep. Those were the two she knew. Now, given...
I know your wife.
A little too well, Doug.
But, I mean, how many people are having that experience right now? Who the F are these guys?
I think there's definitely a percentage of people out there that have not paid attention to the Tigers this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay. And they're like, wait a minute, they're actually good? They're playing well? Okay. And now they're going to be casual at this point. But ones I don't understand are the people that are just adamantly opposed to just even trying to enjoy what's going on. Maybe they're too invested in football at this point. They've already switched gears, and I don't want to divide my attention, even though, I mean, you're a sports fan. Why not just lean in a little bit and check out what's going on with the Tigers, because they're playing really well, and they've got a chance to make the postseason here.
I understand that tonight's Lions game is going to interfere with yo. You know, I mean, look, there's no football tonight. There was football last night. And given, I was flipping around a little bit. I was watching a football game, especially when it was 4-0. Like, I was like, should I fire up the basement? And I went to MLB Network, and I was like, if the MLB Network has Cleveland, Minnesota on, I'll go watch both baseball games and a football game. But when it came right down to it, the Tigers are they refuse to die. They are refusing to die. And it is, it's unbelievable, because it's a team that we don't even know. What they have. And they're like, well, here's what we have. We have a backbone. We have a spine. We have some heart in us. We have some battle. And we're just trying to get to know them. And the first thing they're trying to prove to us is that they got this, that they can handle this. And how much of this is they don't know what they don't know? They're just showing up at the ballpark and finding a way. I mean, A.J. Hinch was a psychology major at Stanford. And he just keeps talking about how he's doing everything he can to not add pressure.
Well, I thought it was interesting last night, if you watched any of the postgame coverage and saw the interview that Johnny Cain had started with the press scrum with A.J. Hinch afterwards, A.J. Hinch couldn't hide his smile. He couldn't hide how happy he was and excited he was for this team to be doing what they're doing right now. I mean, he was a little giddy. And you don't see AJ like that.
No.
And it was kind of cool, because he let his guard down a little bit and he was able to smile and maybe laugh a little bit and just marvel at what's happening here. I'm sure he can't believe this. Like, there's only positive energy can go so far, right? But what is going on with this team? I mean, we talked about how great the pitching has been, and it's totally, you know, been patched together. And last night they get down 4-0 before you can sneeze, and they just come back from it. I don't know why I chose sneeze. But they just come back from it. They chip away and they make it. Oh, now it's only down. They're only down by three. Oh, wait a minute. Now they're down by four again. Oh, now they're down by three. Now they're down by two. Hey, what? Look at this. They just tied the game. They're going to take the lead.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable what was going on last night. At the same time, you're going, okay, well, Kansas City's going to answer again, right? You know, they went from 4-6, and then they were stuck. They couldn't get past it. The Tigers pitching held up again. They got timely hitting. Again, they got the big ground ball again. They did well on the base paths, and Kansas City made a couple mistakes. And you know, you can't make mistakes with the Tigers, because the Tigers feed off of those mistakes, whether it's the pitcher who's not getting over to cover in time or can't, you know, catch the ball when he is over at first base. And, you know, you got a base runner at third base that could easily have scored on a fly ball to foul territory that Vierling makes the play, but he's running towards the stands, and he's going to be off balance when he throws. But because former Tiger catcher Vance Wilson got thrown out of the game as the third base coach, maybe the new third base coach says, hold up, you don't have to go. Like, all these things are just little tiny nuanced things that happen that make the game amazing. And if you get those going in your favor, that's momentum carrying. It's awesome.
248-539-9797. We'll get to more of your phone calls and feedback. Let's talk some college football next here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.